Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our focus today, firstly, a preview of the important first quarter earnings season. And secondly, the three keys that we think are going to move markets this week. So firstly, on earnings season, JP Morgan kicks off the global first quarter earnings season on Friday. Earnings growth is really more important now than ever. It's one of the two key pillars of this bull market. And the second pillar, imminent interest rate cuts, is looking shakier by the day. The good news is that first quarter earnings expectations are low and we think easily beaten. In the US, the S&P 500 expectations are for only 5% growth. That's both down and lower than last quarter. And it's a similar story in the Stock 600 in Europe, with forecasts for an 11% profits decline. We're looking for an idiosyncratic earnings recovery in the US, or less bad earnings in Europe, with the top line still being pretty weak. And the main drivers being, firstly, the largest tech sector in the US and financials in Europe being respectively helped by AI and high interest rates. Also, secondly, by expanding profit margins helped by lower inflation pressures. Thirdly, especially in the US, earnings are lapping a very low base of last year's earnings recession. And on both sides of the Atlantic, headline earnings have been held back by the dramatic plunge that we're going to keep seeing in energy sector earnings. So overall, we're looking for tech earnings in the US to grow over 20%, well ahead of the S&P 500's 5%. And European earnings, we're looking for them to be less bad, driven by heavyweight financials, Denmark, and especially by those improved profit margins. So secondly, the three key drivers we think for markets this week are US inflation, the ECB meeting, and the start of first quarter earnings. It's going to be a back-ended week. Wednesday sees the most important number in markets with March's US inflation report. We're looking for a modest easing from last month's 3.2%, and that's probably needed to keep the door open to a Fed June rate cut start. Wednesday also sees the release of the FOMC minutes from their last meeting. Secondly, on Thursday, we've got Europe's ECB meeting. We'll be scanning its press release and listening to its press conference to gauge the likelihood of a first June rate cut, likely ahead of the Fed and the Bank of England, and becoming more likely after the latest 2.4% downside surprise to the continent's inflation rate. And then finally, on Friday, as discussed, with the start of global first quarter earnings season with the big US banks, JP Morgan, Citibank, and Wells Fargo. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.